Governor of Central Equatoria State, Emmanuel Adil Anthony, says office has ordered security forces to apprehend members of gangs, including the so-called Toronto Boys and another group known by the N-word in the capital, Juba. Governor Adil made this remark Wednesday during a tour to Munuki residential area where he addressed local residents. He ordered Quarter Council officials and police stations in the area to put an end to criminal activities by gangs in Juba Town.
I am informing all the 24 Quarter Council to work day and night, whether on foot or on motorcycle, to search for where these gangs are and to end these practices. These gangs are our children. They are coming from the residential areas, so don't just laugh, but you also have responsibility.
Adil told parents to discourage their kids from joining criminal gangs, warning that the state government will arrest individuals who are members of groups who have been accused of taking part in violence robberies across Juba Town.
I am appealing to you to inform your children who practice these gang activities to stop, because if they don't, we will arrest and imprison them. This time we will not detain them in Juba, but in Torit or Wau, because if they are detained here, their parents may rush to the police station. If any parent defends their children, we will take them along and imprison them for some time.
Mary Jemis, a resident of the Rock City residential area in Juba, welcomed the governor's decision to take actions against the gangs who have been disturbing residents. She says the state government should ask rehabilitation centers to support gangs members who are willing to change.
Most of the gangs are teenagers, and if they are arrested, they will stay idling in prison. Or is there something they can do, like get an education, get psychological support so that they are aware? So when they get out after 3 or 4 years, they will become successful and know what is good and bad. It should not be just a prison whereby they will waste their time in there, but a prison where these children are able to work, if there are agricultural farms to cultivate, so that the country can benefit.
47-year-old KG Jeremiah, a resident of Munuki Payam, says she was a victim of armed robbery in Juba. She says a group of armed robbers broke into her home and stole her son's only source of livelihood. Jeremiah welcomed the state government crackdown on the armed robbers and gangs operating in residential areas in Juba.
I am one of the people who have been robbed by armed robbers at a gunpoint at night. Some robbers came to my home and took a motorbike, which isn't even mine, but belongs to someone that my son works for. I almost ran insane, but because of my faith in God and people's advice to me, I became sane. I had to look for money and buy a new motorcycle and give it to the owner. In the past years, we had the night vigilantes who moved at night, so I think the government should implement that system.
Joseph Taban Morris is the Quarter Council representative in Munuki Payam. He says the governor's determination to fight crimes could protect residents in Munuki Payam who have been victims of robberies and killings by gangs who use motorbikes.
We have also these armed robbers who always loot people during night, even during the day. There is also the killing of the border riders, which is also a security risk. The other challenge which we have in Munuki block is some services like electricity.
Earlier this week, the spokesperson of South Sudan National Police Service, Major General Daniel Justin, said the police have been monitoring the activities of gangs in residential areas. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.